Labor is claiming a major victory with last night's certification of the SeaTac minimum wage vote. But that doesn't mean wages will be rising for workers at SeaTac Airport anytime soon. That's because the opposition is asking for a recount, and a court challenge is also underway. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph has the story.
A victory with national impact and a harbinger of more $15 minimum wages to come. That's the way the Service Employees International Union says it sees its victory at the ballot boxes of SeaTac. David Rolfe is a union vice president.
The voters have spoken, and here is what they said. They said that the people who put fuel in these jets ought to be able to someday afford to buy a ticket on one of them.
The SeaTac victory only affects a relatively small number of workers in the region. That's why the SEIU says it's pressing on to a $15 minimum wage for Seattle. SeaTac workers have no guarantees of a pay rise. If the vote survives a recount, it must also face a court challenge led by Alaska Airlines and restaurant groups. SeaTac is starting to grapple with the consequences of this vote for businesses. Airport chain restaurants have to charge the same for food as it would cost nearby. It doesn't matter if there's a difference in the wages. The port says it is beginning to look at whether that needs to change. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.